And good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Higher Dimensions. I'm Phyllis Preisher, your hostess, and this week we have as our guest Maureen McGill of Seattle, Washington. Maureen was on last week, but we couldn't seem to get anybody on to make calls, so I thought we'd open it up this week. She's graciously agreed to be here this week and see if we can't get some readings to people who would like them. Anybody who is interested in the turmoil, who wants personal readings or readings from anything else, we are prepared to give them today. Is that right, Maureen?
That's right. They can ask any questions about love, money, work, career, family, travel,
okay.
Health.
And I want to have you stay in there, ladies and gentlemen, with the optimistic point of view that what goes down must come up. So do not panic. Don't be afraid. Don't let other people's fears drive you. It isn't appropriate. You need to look into your own self where you will find peace and serenity and calmness. Others can go to run around and be hysterical, but you don't need to because you know you're living in the right moment, moving in the right way, and that's where it all begins within. So hang in there because it will get better. Not mañana. But not too far in the distant future either. It's going to stabilize and turn around and come back. So everybody be happy. Go out, buy stocks. They're the lowest in 50 years.
There you go.
Go for it, ladies and gentlemen. You'll get 5 times or 10 times your investment back if you buy now. Anyway, that's my chipper word, and I happen to love that Christmas, the miracle on, not on 42nd Street, but the one that had James Stewart and the angel, you know. It's a wonderful life. That's what it is. That's what I'm thinking. And if you look at it, believe it, it is a wonderful life. And it will continue to be that way. All you have to do is believe in it hard enough and be like Tinkerbell.
There you go.
And you can fly. Anyway, anyone would like to call? Your week has been busy, young lady.
Yes,
I understand.
I've had a busy week here, but
yes,
moving in. I'm working on a book with another person, so we're working on that today, so that'll be fun.
And oh, you are going to work on it today. Oh,
we're
good.
We're going to do it after all.
Oh, good. Well, that's a wonderful place to be, is working on a book. I'm sure things are going to work out right. I can tell you this. When you hold on to right thinking, and I think Maureen will agree with me, miracles start occurring in your life. To tell you a little bit, we're trying to do a pilot project with hypnotherapy for veterans who are coming back from this war, or even Vietnam vets. It doesn't matter when you've been injured, you have PTSD. But just having them come in and talk and do some hypnotherapy, we are finding it's working very well. We want to do a project. Well, we've been going around looking for a place to start our project with 30 vets with 4 free sessions. And just to get a good, strong showing that hypnotherapy works for those who suffered PTSD, and it can be any kind of it, including, abuse at the hands or a criminal or something like that. It doesn't have to be the Vietnam vets, but that's what we'd like our project in, but it's very good for any kind of trauma. But at any rate, what I did was to go to the bank because I had a complaint. They were charging me too much interest on my savings account, and I said, I'm not going to keep my money in your bank because with the way interest rates are coming down, you're making money, you've made money, and you're charging me a higher and higher fee. So I'm complaining, and my own guy wasn't there. They had somebody in from corporate headquarters who said, oh, by the way, and we started talking for a little bit. And then he asked what I did, and I told him, and it seems the bank is very interested in funding community projects, and they consider helping the vets as part of community projects. So,
wow, is that ever synchronicity, isn't it?
Isn't that wonderful? Here I go in to close out an account, only find out. I said, so you want me to do this free, right? Oh, no, we set aside funds to do this.
Wow.
And I said, okay. He said, you have a nonprofit? I said, you bet.
There you go.
One and it's already
another
set up.
Opens.
Yes, a door opens. So, you know, I know and knew it was. I've been invited to speak at their monthly meeting with their community board members. And if it works, that he's willing to try it himself, so that when he sees that it works on him, for public speaking, I think in his case, he's going to be absolutely thrilled about referring us to others. And I'm just so tickled pink, because we've been going around knocking on doors for months. You never know when that lovely light is going to suddenly shine on you. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
You don't realize that. You've got to wait and see.
Well, also, it's the intention of your work. This is work that's going to help people and heal help with healing. And
mm-hmm.
here it comes right back to you in the least expected way, though. You know, you've been putting it out there, and now it's coming in a
well,
in a way
when
that
it comes to,
anticipate.
Here's another funny thing that happened. I've been asking for a little money every day. Well, one morning I found a penny, okay? And I found it on the floor of my closet, so it's my penny, but it's a found penny, right?
Right.
The next day I went shopping, and I found a dime on the street. Hey, that's a good increase. And then I had worked for a company about a year and a half ago, and yesterday I got a check in the mail for my Christmas bonus for last year from the company.
That is so great. It's just so great. Coming right to you, girl.
Hey, I don't have to have millions of dollars. I'll just take a steady stream of whatever you want to send my
way. Hey, there you go.
Positive
attitude is just bringing it right back.
Yeah, you're right. My Christmas bonus, whoopsie dipsy doo.
Yeah. Even before Halloween.
It's enough to take me out for a hamburger at McDonald's, maybe.
Well,
but it's money. It's not much, but you know what? Every penny counts, and I am so profoundly grateful.
Oh.
And it's lovely. Also, I had a cat adopt me last week. You know that, and
mm-hmm.
I may have told the people last week about it. But a cat adopted me, and it is amazing. The cat has now thinks it runs my world, but it doesn't. And it took its sweet time about wanting to come in one night when I opened the door to let it come in. And so I said, well, that's it. The door shuts at this hour. I am not staying up all night waiting for you to come around at any old time. Didn't do it for my husband. Didn't do it for my kids. I'm not going to do it for a stray cat. So anyway, bright and early the next morning when I opened the door, the cat comes in, wouldn't look at me, wouldn't talk to me, and just went and sat in front of its food bowl.
That's funny.
Let me tell you, the cat has been most punctual when I opened the door to let it in at night.
Uh-huh.
It has been there waiting.
Uh-huh.
No more problems.
It was a warm place.
Oh, well, you know, you got to go with the flow, folks. You come into my world, you work with me on it. But anyway, your daughter had a wonderful run, I understand.
Yeah, she did a good job. And I just picked a magician for you, so that the magician card reflects creative energy coming in, that you're actually creating what it is, the shifts that you want to have in your life right now.
Oh, fabulous. If you find a pot, let me buy it. I will get a big pot of whatever it is I'm doing, and I will stir it up, and I'll start selling it to people, because I want that for everybody. I want happiness and goodness for everybody. Okay?
Says justice is with you, and King of Swords, now he could be an attorney or
some
kind of a healer, some decisions. He could also be a banker. And a message, and they're going to offer you something top dollar, it says, to push.
Oh, hey, I'm there with my portfolio open. By the way, the bank said, when they said they were going to pay me, here's where you do tit for tat, ladies and gentlemen. I said, yes, I do have a nonprofit corporation, but it's dormant, but it doesn't have a checking account. But if you pay me, I will be glad to open my checking account for the nonprofit in your bank.
Wow. It says offer and nine of pentacles. That's a good card. Offers four of cups, that little guy sitting under the tree and somebody handing you an offer. And nine of pentacles is money in the bank. I like that. Ten of cups. Bringing people together and families. And
oh, it is so wonderful. I am telling you, it is the most wonderful thing when things start coming in. And, you know, sometimes you go through a lot of dark mm-hmm. shadows and dark, dark mornings. But when things are the worst, that's when you know they have to get better. It's the times that try men's souls, and that's what I want for other people. Now let me see what I could get for you for coming up, because I know, I got the seer for you, the Sage of Wands. That's wonderful.
Is that like the High Priestess in my deck?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Sage of Wands. Or the, I guess, it would be the Page. The sage is like the page.
Mm.
Okay, and that's, in my card deck, it's good.
Well, the page of wands in my deck is a messenger, that they bring messages to people or messages come into people, you know.
Okay, well, that's the same thing, because what does a seer bring? Messages. Yes, welcome to the higher dimensions. Who's calling?
My name is Annette.
Hi, Jeanette. How are you?
I'm sorry, it's Annette.
Okay, Annette.
Thank you. Great.
Oh, how wonderful. Where are you calling from?
Washington, Olympia area.
Oh, how nice. Somebody in your backyard.
As a matter of fact, hi, Annette. I know who Annette is. Phyllis Annette is an amazing reader. I'm glad you called.
Really?
Oh, so wonderful.
I am.
Oh, wonderful. How welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank
you. It was great that you called in today.
Yes. You want to call or you want to give a reading or what would you like to do?
Oh, I can do both.
Okay. What would you like first?
Okay. Actually, there's a lot of new things going on in my life, and I was wondering if either you or Maureen could tap into, I guess, my near future in my personal work as well as relationships.
Okay, personal. You want to go first?
Okay, I'm getting my cards going here. I'm shuffling. What's coming in your personal life, you mean? Do you want to ask, is that what you're saying?
My personal work.
Oh, personal
as far
work.
As my own readings and teachings and that
okay.
kind of stuff.
I'll do three piles on that. So I'm doing three piles.
Are you hitting something about the readings that you're giving? Are you feeling something changing in the way you're giving the readings or how it's coming through?
I'm looking at, I was sick for a while and I had stopped doing readings and I'm now going back into the business, if you will. And
uh-huh.
I'm also going to be teaching a class next weekend, which is great. It's pretty much filled up. I'm tickled about that. So I guess I'm looking at where that part of my career is going.
Okay, because I had felt there was something that had changed. And it may have been that you were out of it for a while, but I also have a feeling that something in the way you get the information is going to change. That's my feeling, okay? That it may be, for what you've gone through, it may be even a higher energy level than before. That you will be getting greater truth coming through. Or more accuracy. Does that make sense?
Yes, it's very true. As a matter of fact, I had a major stroke a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And a major stroke. And as a result of that, in the healing process, I have experienced deeper, an incredible depth in my readings now.
Yeah.
And a wisdom that I didn't even realize existed.
Okay.
So, yes, I've changed a lot, and my work has changed a lot.
Okay.
You're right.
I felt that was a part of it, and it may be that having that stroke was one of the things you actually had to go through in order to pull you in and make you stop, make an assessment, and give you the opportunity to move into the newer direction. Does that make sense?
That's exactly right.
Okay. Go ahead, Maureen. You probably got your card shuffled now.
Well, I got my card shuffled now, and it's like you're walking away from any feelings of loss that you had before, but also I think that feeling of loss or illness has given you more compassion or deeper, like you said, open deeper windows here for the wisdom. It says justice. You're also a lot more creative now in your readings, the magician, and that could also be creative in terms of artistic energy for you. And it says spirit is moving in new ways, new love, new beginnings, new hope. It says don't take on too much too soon as
mm-hmm.
you begin this journey of working again. And it says you will receive a lot of messages, page of wands, and coming home to success. Now, you may even have some, that page of wands can also represent the computer or messages through, phone lines or that kind of thing as well, and it says coming home to success. So communications, you might have, you may do readings not so much as one-on-one in person, but over the phone lines or radio lines or whatever it might be, you know.
Great, thank you.
Does that make some sense?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
So that was about your work that's definitely going to keep continuing to take off. And then you wanted to know about your personal life?
Uh-huh. Your personal.
Like, is there a king coming in either?
Or what?
What do you want to know about your personal life?
Just
just, are there any new people coming in tomorrow? I mean, I know through business there will be, but I'm talking about new friendships.
I'm getting, yes, Two of Pentacles. There's two possibilities for people to come in, and one is centered around friends and family. I don't know if it's an organization or it's just friends and family that you'll have opportunities. And Chariot, you're going to get out more, travel more, be out and around more, it says. It says that there's a friendship coming for you, and it's almost as if you've created it again. It's the Magician and Ace of Cups through Spirit. This friend has come to you. There is something unexpected coming, and justice. So that could be either the legal system or something about, you know, you're being led there to this new place of new friendships. There is a messenger of love coming a little bit down the road, too, I feel. You meet him through work in the world.
Cool.
You're at the bench and you're working away and there's the world. How about you, Phyllis? Do you pick up anything here on her relationship?
Well, yeah, I was listening to what you had to say. And, yes, there's something coming. I don't see it quite as clearly as that. I still feel that it is, there's something, something that has to orient her more towards the solidifying of the work issue now before moving on to the other. And I think that's a real good thing, at this moment. My feeling is that she is going to be interested in some new areas, and I'm picking this up. There's some really new areas for her, some things that really hadn't quite caught her ear or her eye before, if that makes sense. I'm not quite sure exactly what it is because it hasn't fully established itself yet. Okay? I do know this. There is no reason for you to be concerned or worried. My feeling is that it is all going to work out very, very well for you, and that you do not have to be concerned about any portion of what's coming for you at this time. I see only wonderful things, very few minor upsets, by the way, very few. Nothing even to talk about. It's sort of like a mosquito or something like that, you know? You just slap at it and it's gone. So my feeling is you should approach everything with a lot more joy now than you had before. I think you have an deeper appreciation than you ever had before of many things in your life. But I still feel strongly that your quality of service is being stepped up and tuned, and it will continue to do so regularly. Okay?
It's not just right on.
You're just right on. You're just going to be just fine. Everything is going to turn in and work in sync for you. It's almost like you have a golden touch at times. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
Okay.
So does that resonate for you, Annette?
It all does. It all does. I'm really tickled. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, what reading do you want to give and to who?
either one or both of you.
Hey, go for Phyllis.
Phyllis, what would you like to know?
How about the possibility of this bank funding our pilot project to work with vets?
Okay. It feels to me that I actually heard a little bit on the computer while you were talking about that. It feels to me that yes, the money's coming your way, but it feels that the people that will be giving you the money want a little bit more structure. So you're going to have to put together more of almost like a business plan for them.
Oh yeah, that's
understandable. Right, and then it seems to me that you're going to be working with two other people. I'm seeing a total of three of you working within the organizational. And I also see it being sponsored, almost created as a nonprofit, and I see it growing and growing. So it feels like, you know, I'm all goosebumps with this. So it feels to me that without you realizing it, you have touched upon an arena that you'll be able to continue to get funding, as well as people on a volunteer basis to help you.
You know something, that's absolutely right. There are, I have three partners. I have two partners now. There are three of us.
Okay. And okay. I have a goosebump, so that's telling me goosebump, but it's telling me that they are appropriate for your
yes.
work and that you're all on the same page.
Yes, that's correct. Okay, now, how about a personal life? Any guys in my future? And don't make them four-footed and furry, please.
How about feathers?
How about what?
Feathers.
No feather ones either. I don't do birds.
It feels to me that I see a lot of people around you, but at the same time, I experience you to be very private. And it feels to me that you have a certain level of standards, but at the same time, you want someone in your life, but I'm getting the visual of, you know, when you raise your right hand a little bit and you're telling the person, okay, well, hold on. Just wait a minute. It feels to me that you're protecting yourself and that you have a little bit more self-work to do as far as dealing with trust and being really clear about what it is that you want. It feels to me that you've been handed a backward deck of cards, so to speak, and it feels like you've gone through a lot of, like a lot of us, a lot of negative issues, but because you're so empathic, you have internalized it to such an extent that it's sort of, you know, like tinted glasses, it sort of colors a little bit of when you meet somebody. You know, there isn't the entire trust. So it just feels that there's that aspect that I see. But I also feel that through this new venture,
yeah.
you will be learning more about your own self and how
right.
you communicate. Like, you know a lot of things intellectually. Now you will be internalizing and digesting a lot of the things that you know about into being, and it feels to me that through your new work, you will be meeting somebody, and I do see a marriage for you.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's very nice. Thank you. And that, what you say makes absolute sense. You know, absolutely. Now, what about dear Miss Maureen here?
Okay, Miss Maureen. Well, what do you want to know, Maureen?
Yeah,
you got a fella for her.
Yeah, you have a fella for me. What's up with that?
Okay. Let's see. I know that we have people have seen relationships. I'm feeling like November, like next month. It feels like either you'll be invited to a party or some sort of gathering, and I feel that you'll be meeting somebody. It feels like a business professional, someone who's quite established, who is very intellectual, but I think dark, sort of like salt and pepper hair. And I think he's widowed. And I think he has two grown children out of college. And it feels to me that you're going to just look at each other and just know. It feels like You put your work into self-work and being really clear about what you want and what you don't want, and it feels that it's being drawn to you. And I think, actually, what I'm getting a sense is you have a very close relationship with your daughter, which I know you from personally, but what I'm seeing now, which is different, is that you're allowing yourself to let her be more. But she's becoming more grown up, and so you're not as protective. And with that energy, you'll be able to utilize that to create more and pull more towards yourself.
Absolutely.
Oh,
that's
great.
That's a good assessment. Absolutely.
Great.
Excellent.
So
excellent.
when you say this, you know, this person is professional, do you see them in my career, like not with the intuition, but my other career that I in my work, my university work.
No, it doesn't feel university connected. It feels like you'll be meeting him like through a friend, or like let's say somebody might invite you over for Thanksgiving or a Christmas party or a pre-Christmas party, something like that, and you'll be meeting him at a gathering, probably through an associate, through someone that you've met or somebody that you work with, but not necessarily where he would be coming to college. You know, to do any work.
Okay.
He's not an educational professional. He's professional in his own right.
Thank God. You didn't need any more of those.
Thank you. especially right now.
Here's a friend talking to you, right?
That's right. Oh, that's fun. You're good.
Thank you.
Thank you. What a gift.
Well, I'd love to have you on my show sometime.
Oh, I would love to be on your show sometime. Thank you.
Love
it.
Well, I'll tell you what. You have, do you have a phone number, Maureen? Perhaps her, give me a call.
Yes, I do. Now, Annette, I was going to ask you, you do some radio shows now, don't you?
Yeah,
I don't know if there was up there with another network. I don't know if you can talk about that. But.
Yeah, I co-host a show with Walks with Thunder.
Okay.
Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, Blog Talk. Thank you very much.
Whatever it is, you're wrong. Right. You do it. Whatever it is, you do it.
Yeah, and so he just asked me to be a co-host several weeks ago, and I've been co-hosting that on Mondays and Fridays.
How lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I'd still be glad
I'm
to
really
have you.
Tickled with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, please, let me have your phone number, and if you get mine, we'll get in touch, and we'll just play and have fun.
Okay.
What I think this is all, what it's for, is to play and have fun.
That's right. And so we'll connect through Maureen. Is that
yes,
yeah, I'll do that for you, Annette.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, darling. Thank you.
Great.
And take care. Well,
this was fun. Thank you very much.
Blessings to you,
thanks
my
for
dear.
Calling
you're
in.
Going to do very well very soon.
Thank you.
I picked
all right,
up
have
car.
A great day.
Take care.
Bye-bye, darling. Oh, well, that's lovely. How nice of her to call in.
Yeah,
so
she's
pleased.
A really talented gal.
She sounds it. I think you had mentioned her to me once before.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And things just didn't evolve. We didn't get in touch for whatever reason. But
right.
Anyway, certainly other people are welcome to call in. We are more than joyously willing to work with you and play with you today because I consider this a lot of fun.
Do you
actually.
Have that call-in number?
Yeah, and I lost it. But you can contact us through www.bbsradio. Yes, welcome.
Hi, this is Nancy from Olympia, Washington. How are you ladies today?
Oh, welcome, welcome, Nancy. How nice of you to be listening to us today.
Oh, always.
Oh, well, thank you. I didn't realize I had another listener out there.
Oh, yes.
There's always this thunderous silence sometimes. How may we serve you today?
Well, I would like to know if either one of you can help me with either my personal life or service to others in my work.
Okay.
You know, what do you see coming up, or how can I make it happen better?
Okay. The work that you do is mass, basically just the field, because I'm getting a little foggy on that.
Okay. Right now I'm working at a hospital, but not as a nurse or anything. I'm in admitting.
Okay. Okay. You know, there's a lot that you can do for people in admitting, okay? And that is just by your very attitude in greeting people, my feeling is you can give them a sense of calmness and an opportunity to start healing immediately. You have the capability of reaching people through the mind, and I think you know that. You know, sometimes it's very odd the way you know where people are going to say before they say it. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And that is a rare gift. For that gift is this opportunity to allow people, you can see what they need to express when they cannot articulate it themselves. And this is an opportunity to send them love that they desperately need at a time when they're feeling loveless, and that's what happens in hospitals very much. There's so much fear going on. So even in just your attitude and your focus, when you go into your position each day, you can create a much more healing environment. Now, that being said, there are trainings that you can take in dealing with people. I'm trying to think of what it is. You have some abilities yourself.
Right now, I've been trained in Reiki and
yes.
Theta, but I
yes.
don't use them because I don't feel the energy.
Okay. Sometimes, you remember the little story about the train that said, I think I can, I think I can?
Yeah.
You gotta think you can.
Okay.
Okay? And you change it to, I know I can. All right? It's the manifestation of the energy. And I can understand what you mean by not feeling that it works. Sometimes you just got to go in on faith that what you're doing is working.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of hard to do, and I can speak from experience on that. Okay? It's something that is, you just have to move forward knowing that your intention being set to doing good is sufficient to actually bring about the merger of your energies and the other person's energies to do a healing or to set it in motion. Because all healing does, in my opinion, come from God. It doesn't matter whether we wield a scalpel or a drug or, light touch or whatever. It is the awakening of the healing energies within each person and the moving forward of those energies in the body that creates the healing. And that, I think, you have a talent for doing, which is why you are in the field you are now, because you felt it was one way to get closer to where you wanted to be.
Uh-huh.
Reiki can be done silently, okay? And just believe that with this training, it will kick in one of these days, and you will begin to feel and sense what you are only guessing at now.
Uh-huh.
It takes practice sometimes. Are you a master in Reiki or just the first level?
I'm a master teacher, and I do occasionally do it on my volunteers that I work with.
Yeah.
When I see that they need it. And I know that that just by talking to people, I know that I'm helping them, and I feel like I'm healing them in some ways.
Yes.
But my frustration point is I'm not able to, or I shouldn't say it that way, but the healing in myself isn't happening.
Okay, maybe because you've got it blocked. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Very often we are our own worst enemy, and there may be lingering doubts about whether or not we deserve the healing.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and there is a lot of that going around, not just, for you, but for many, many people. And again, I can say I've been there, done that, bought the T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
And I think also, whether you realize it or not, and what I'm getting a signal now is, yes, you have been healing, you just aren't aware of it.
Okay.
Okay? It has been happening, but it's been on such a strong or deep level that it's just not up there in your face at this time. Okay. But it is coming to fruition. You are indeed healing. And it's, again, healing, and like anything else, it's like an onion with lots of layers. You peel one level, and by God, there's another level, and you wonder where the damn thing ends.
Right. You said it.
At some point, you have to get to the very center of this darn onion. You know what I mean? It can't go on forever, but
right.
You think it does.
You did pick some cards on it.
Yes. Go ahead and pick.
Is it Jan?
Cards.
Is that what your name was?
Pardon?
Your name again is?
Nancy.
Nancy, excuse me. Well, when you first said, where your position was at the hospital and admitting, I felt right away that one of your gifts that you do for these people is to help them dissolve around fear, as, Phyllis said that you help them know that there's hope and possibility, but it's almost as if you're a light for them around fear, so I want you to keep holding on to that.
Okay.
And then when you said you were the Reiki master, remember, just by touching them on their hand for a second, you're transmitting that Reiki energy, you're doing it, and if you would set your intention in the day before you go into that office, you're doing it, and that will
Excellent.
Help you.
Excellent.
Now, I picked some cards about your own. I said, what do you need to see clearly? And it said some decisions right now about new beginnings, new hope, Ace of Cups is kind of spirit, and there's an offer to you. And it says your first outcome is that you're still healing from some sort of couple thing. It says couple. And I don't know if it was trust issues or if that's right or if some kind of foundation around trust, but it says you are getting over that troubled waters. By doing the work now, doing the continued Reiki on others, you are helping people dissolve around, again, the fear and difficulties. And next to that card is the star. I mean, that means that hope, faith, and light is the highest card in the deck and coming home to success. So it is manifesting for you on your own heart. You're just working through whatever trust issues you had about what went on in your life, and it's clearing, girl.
Uh-huh.
Does that make some sense?
Yes, it does.
Does it feel right?
Yes, it does. It feels so right.
Any other questions?
No.
Did we miss anything?
Yes, I do. I have a quick one.
Yes, ma'am.
I am going to be going, my son is going to Iraq, and he purchased airline tickets for my husband and I to fly to Oklahoma to be with him, and then my daughter who lives in Kansas is coming up. Can you let me know if everything is going to go right with that?
The getting together, or is that he's coming back?
The getting together.
Yes.
Okay, because my daughter has such an issue with being jealous with the rest of the family, and we only have 2 weeks with him, and I just don't want anything to happen.
Okay. Send your energy ahead of time. Visualize it. Feel it. That everything's going to be okay. Have a mental discussion with your daughter.
Okay.
Okay. Your son's going to be fine, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay, you don't have to worry. He's got powerful protection, and he is going to come home.
Is it Archangel Metatron that's watching over him?
I don't usually assign names.
Oh, okay.
But you can take whatever comes to your mind. It's fine.
Because that keeps coming
to me. It doesn't matter, because names don't matter in that realm. Names don't matter. It's the pure energy of a God that we surround ourselves with. So, yes, does he have his angels? You bet.
Oh, I've
often asked for names, and I was told, what's in a name? Go read Shakespeare, Phyllis. Gee, thanks, God. You know, you created him too, right?
Yeah.
And, but at any rate, no, he's going to come home. I don't feel any bad feeling about him. He is going to come home changed, however.
Okay.
He is going to undergo things that, he's going to come home changed, okay? And it's going to be requiring patience and love when he does come home, okay?
Okay.
Because his whole faith basis is going to be shaken by what he sees and what goes on.
Okay.
And just have patience, okay? Because it's going to be okay. He will find himself. He will land on his feet.
Okay.
All right? And meanwhile, just have joy in your heart and know that you've gone through an awful lot, and there's some more that you're going through, but it's going to turn around okay. And again, if you visualize in your mind ahead of time what the outcome be happy, just project it to be happy and calm and loving and the best visits ever, it'll happen.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I picked some cards on it for you.
Go ahead, please.
This trip to Oklahoma, you know, don't make it a burden. It says somebody's making it a burden, so maybe that's your daughter, I don't know, or there's something around that.
Okay.
Don't make it a burden.
Right.
It said one of the things to do when you go down there, if it's possible, is you all go out and listen to music. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but it says King Topsy loves music. There's something about music or that vibration that'll lighten it up.
Yes.
So maybe you go to a cafe that has music playing, or you know what I mean?
Okay.
But you all do something that lightens the spirit before he goes. And it's
do the fun stuff.
Pardon?
Do the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Do the fun stuff.
Do light stuff.
Oh.
And I do believe that he will come back a changed person. He will see, you know, how a power is sometimes misused in war, but and he'll just know a different wisdom by this experience. But
yes.
I'm glad that you're all going to go together. I think that's an important trip. And I think to let go of this whole jealousy thing. Don't make it a burden with the other daughter or whatever, you know, just
right.
Do it.
Right.
Okay.
Look on it as a real fun trip, a vacation.
Okay.
Okay? That's it. And enjoy it as such. And don't worry about your son, darling. Let me tell you something about worry. It puts lines on your face and doesn't change very much.
You're right.
Okay? Don't let it worry. I know our parents worried about us. Each generation worries about the next one. You don't need to. He's going to be fine. He's going to make it okay. All right?
Okay.
And there are going to be some surprising things that come up in life. But if you don't worry, you will lessen the strain in his life. Because kids, I don't care what age they are, they're like little darn radars. They will pick up on your stress and worry and reflect it right back to you.
And then they
become upset and tight. So if you can treat it with the cool nonchalance of the sophisticate, by all means, do so.
Oh, right.
And okay. I did pick up the patience card around the family.
Yes.
So when you go down there, just, you know, call
out
angels that help you with the patience.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know that makes so much sense.
Yeah, have a schnapps or a nice glass of wine with dinner, you know, whatever.
I call it adult beverages.
Okay. Oh, God bless both of you. Thank you so
you're
much.
You're welcome, my dear.
Very welcome.
Okay, Karen, do feel free to call back another time.
Will do.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. This is such a joy that we were able to share this. See, and you were worried, my dear, we wouldn't get any phone calls. Maybe.
Yeah, well, this is great.
Expressed a concern or an interest.
And two calls from Olympia, Washington, one of which I knew and one I didn't know.
Well, that's good. I don't know anybody. You beat me. I just love
that little beeper.
Yes, welcome to the higher dimension.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
You're quite welcome. I'm so glad you could get through. How may we serve you? And who are we speaking with, let me ask?
Yes, my name is Shruti. I'm calling from Chicago.
Okay, the Windy City. Gotcha.
Yes. So, typical question, career-wise, what do you see?
I'm sorry?
Career-wise?
Career-wise?
Yes. Okay. You want to handle that?
Okay, so I'm shuffling my cards for you, Shirley, and asking...
Thank you.
What is coming for you career-wise? What is coming? Well, what do you need to see clearly about career right now? That's what I'm going to ask.
I'm currently in transition, so I'm looking for a job as well as thinking of starting my own job.
Because you're walking away from one thing, seven of cups, and when you're eight of cups, when you're walking away from one thing, it's like to a new path. And then I have trying to see it clearly, as if you're almost like your head is in a fog. Three of pentacles, you are recognized for your work. In the past, you just kind of pushed forward. Seven of Pentacles is just focus on the work. It's going to be coming. There's going to be two opportunities. I have two of Pentacles. In your fears, you're worried about the world right now, as most people I have a little concern about. Hierophant stands next to you. Now, the Hierophant can represent traditional business, bank, sometimes university, sometimes hospital and medical. Those are the careers that are around the Hierophant. Or it can simply mean the truth for you. It says you're a studious messenger of hope about things, page of pentacles, and within two is the final outcome. So there's a waiting period right now. I got two twice. Two of pentacles represents two opportunities coming, and then the final outcome is two of wands, waiting, and the possibility of two days, 2 weeks, 2 months. And I feel like it's not 2 years, but I feel like it may be within 2 months that something new would come up.
Something new would come up. And is it more starting my own business, or do you see it as more about getting a job?
The Hierophant business that stands next to you, you'd have to run the numbers if you're going to do your own business. I feel like there's this man that comes in who's kind of holding back on the money, which is what you'd need for your own business, or being conservative about it. It says something about somebody from the past either offering sweetness or children. That sometimes represents children. And it says, listen to your intuition. I can't tell, really, if it's your own business. I think you're going to be working for somebody else, but I don't know.
Okay.
Because you need to get this funding in order to make it happen on your own level, you know.
Okay.
And money's a little bit tight right now. You might be able to do that down the road. Would it be your own business? There he is again, this King of Swords. It kind of depends on that. He represents law, or he represents sometimes real estate, but he... It represents a system, you know, and it kind of depends on a system and money, and there's the money cards. It does keep saying two of pentacles that you'll have two opportunities and a change.
Two opportunities coming up, okay. That's good. And what about personally?
I couldn't hear your second question.
Personal? Relationships? Personal?
So what do you want to know about it? Do you want to know if somebody's coming in? Do you want to know?
Somebody coming in. What type of person?
Ten of Pentacles. It's like you need advice about being a couple. It says the Star, hope, faith, and light. So just put your intention out there. Hermit is what's happening now. You feel alone in this, but there's some decisions that you have to make. There's lots coming at you, a big change. And then it says taking chances and walking away from an old way of being. So there, you have to make some shifts in order for this to happen, but I think down the road it could happen.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. My feeling is also that there is a change coming, but the change has to first manifest itself through you or in you. Does this make sense to you?
I can barely hear you. Can you repeat that, please?
There's a change coming, but for the change to manifest, it first has to come in you or through you.
Correct.
Does this make sense to you? With what is going on in your life. Because what you're asking to do has the opportunity to, it's going to move you into a different way of thinking and doing things. And you have to be willing to accept that. What happens very often, I think, in some instances, is that when people are offered an opportunity to move into a different way, they do not open their minds and their hearts to doing something differently. They want to have it manifest or come through in the way they already have it prescribed or the way they are used to having it come about. Does this make sense, what I'm saying? In other words, it's going to require that you change something inside of you for what you want to come through.
I see. Okay. So I need to focus on my intention and focus on being open to how...
Now, you've been holding back. That's what my cards show. Four of Pentacles.
Yeah, you've been holding back, and it means that you've really got to open yourself up, whereas before you kept yourself pretty much shut down and closed in.
It says that there's been a lot coming at you, and you've got a change coming first.
And yeah, so there's been a lot of spiritual things happening, so.
Pardon?
There's been a lot of spiritual.
I've been focusing
on spiritual for the last...
Because I did pick the Hermit and the Star, so it is a spiritual path, that these changes that are happening for you.
Yeah, it's being open, because very often we will take tentative steps to opening up and moving forward, and then we shut down and back off. Because of our own fears, because it's new and different and challenging. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Are you thinking about doing something either overseas? This card represents either overseas or getting over troubled waters.
Hmm.
And in the sense that there's some new beginnings, new hope, it could just be simply getting over troubled waters. But you're working on some sort of a money distribution or figuring out if there's enough money to put here and here. And there's something unexpected coming in, and it says just be patient, you'll be able to figure this out, what this change will be. And then you're going to walk, take new chances, and it's going to fly. So,
okay.
Is that working into what your thought patterns are, what you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. It is good.
But it's correct. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is wonderful. We're doing our work for today. I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm always happy when I can do things like this and work with people. Sometimes I get more information. Sometimes it comes and goes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is fabulous. So anybody else wants to call in, please feel free to do so. We have almost 10 minutes left, so we have room for one, maybe two callers. If you want to get in with some questions, okay? Remember, this is the Higher Dimensions, and we have our guest on the show today is Maureen McGill. And Maureen, if you would give them your contact information, my dear.
You can contact me on my email address, which is tarot, sun, at yahoo, that's yahoo.com. Or they can call me at 253-752-3299.
Excellent. Okay. And you can also reach me at area code 202-387-2080 or the email at psychicworlds, that's capital P-S-Y-C-H-I-C, worlds, capital W-R-L-D-S, 4.com. And be glad to talk to you or receive your emails, or you can always reach me through BBS Radio. And they're always happy to know if somebody wants to reach me in comments, if you want to put comments on and get back in touch whether you like what you hear or not. That's also welcome. We're pretty open about this, and it's very nice to know that people are out there listening. Sometimes I talk and I'm thinking, hello, is anybody out there already? You know, it's very lonely up here when nobody calls in. I don't know who I'm talking to as I start, hallucinating. Anyway, We don't want to go into that type of thing, do we? At least not with me. Anyway, it's wonderful to have Maureen here, and I'd love to have her again in the future, and I think she will. But she's going to be pretty busy for the next few weeks, so she offered to be on this week, which is so very, very kind of her. So, again, we still have enough time for another caller now that we've made our station identification break and see what we can do.
And, Phyllis, maybe you could speak a little bit more about your gifts with hypnotherapy and how, you know, you're going to be hopefully using this, you know, for healing purposes here.
Yes, we work with it with PTSD victims, and, you know, that can not only...
You mean PTSD, right?
PTSD, I'm sorry. Hello. See, I'm a little out of it already.
That's okay.
Thank you. At any rate, PTSD, and understand that PTSD comes from any kind of trauma, particularly for the vets, though. And I am absolutely astounded at how quickly people can come out of lifelong illnesses or emotional baggage can be dropped by using hypnotherapy. And we are looking, I've been working with people for a number of years now. I've been a hypnotherapist for, 13 years, and I love it. And it's now coming into the fore where it's more acceptable and not considered such a, what we call woo-woo type of thing. And it is very, very good. And I find that I use it in many situations, especially when I'm working with people who've had injuries or working with people who've been ill, or even with the little babies that I work with now. Yes, welcome to the Higher Dimension. Who's calling?
This is Monica.
Hello, Monica, and where are you from?
Ohio.
Thank you. See, we got somebody Bayside is Washington.
Yeah, I know. I was listening to the program.
Thank you. How can we help you today, my dear?
Well, I work and work and work, and I don't seem to have any fun. Do we see any fun coming into my life? I'm working 6 and 7 days a week, and I'm tired.
Oh. Well, honey, why are you working that long?
Well, because my significant other is on disability, and I'm the one that's taking care of all the bills.
Okay, and you have, and forgive me for saying this from a practical standpoint, you have looked into community assistance, people who can help you out with this way through churches and community banks and things like that to give you some relief?
Well, I make too much.
You make too much, okay.
I'm working two jobs.
Yeah, I understand.
And the bills are being paid.
But you're killing yourself.
But I'm really tired.
You are killing yourself. Listen to me. You are killing yourself. Okay? You need to back off. I am getting somebody who is almost punch drunk at times. Am I right?
What?
Punch
what?
Drunk. You're very exhausted.
Yes.
To the point that, you know, sometimes you don't know if you're coming or going.
That's it.
Okay. You are doing a great deal of damage to yourself, my dear, and it needs to stop.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to take a deep breath and look at it. I understand your situation, but it seems to me there is something out there to help you that you have not found yet, okay? That could be of assistance to you, something that can help you. I'm not sure what it is, but my feeling is it's been overlooked, and it is of great use to you, okay? My feeling is also, in the hours, how many hours are you working, 60, 80?
Well, sometimes I work 7 days a week, so I'm working a minimum of 64.
Mm. Okay. Your body cannot hold that up indefinitely. You need to find a way to have something that allows you to take a deeper breath.
Mm.
I understand your sense of responsibility, and I applaud you for it. But you're working hard, but I keep feeling you're not working smart. Does that make sense? There should be a way of being able to handle things, but without doing this. Because if you should collapse with an illness, who's going to take care of you and the family?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now the priority is to take care of yourself.
Okay.
That's a very strong feeling I have. And it can be done. Whether it's meeting, and I'm going to throw out some practical thoughts here, because that's the kind of brain I have at this point.
Okay.
And that's what's urging me to tell you. talk to any people that you owe money to, regular credits or otherwise, and tell them the situation and that you need to make other arrangements for payments that do not spread them out.
Okay.
At a much lower rate of interest, if they need to, or no interest. Okay? Because otherwise, you may be in a position where you can't make any payments at all if you become so ill.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Most people are going to work with you. Need to do some very practical polling of who you can talk to. And that would include your mortgage company.
Well, we pay rent. We don't have a...
Okay, then you need to talk to your rental
people. Okay. I've been thinking about we needed to move.
Okay, because that's what I'm picking up.
Yeah.
Just got eight of cups. You're walking away from an old way of being. You're making a change. That's a shift, a possible move.
Yes.
King of Wands is with you, and he has difficulties. It says five of Pentacles. Your first outcome is Ace of Pentacles, more money if you would do this, and the sun is a warmer climate is the next outcome. Or it's something about the child, but I think it's a warmer climate. It says in your fears you will get a message, and there's some competition, but you're going to make a big change, finish something up, done with it, finished, and this feeling of being so scattered, you'll finish it up. And it says around home there's been adversity, so just go with the flow, you're going to have a change. Create what it is you want and make a choice, and I believe a move would be the best for you.
Yeah, because I have found some place where I can move that's going to be about $200 less a month.
Excellent.
Plus, I'll also not have to be putting out $250 a month in gasoline because I'll be close to where I work.
Excellent.
Got to do it.
Then that's it. That's it. Now, I know why I would say you. Seems to me you're working hard, but you weren't working smart.
But the person... My significant other is fight me tooth and nail over this because he's
let it be. Moving forward,
right.
You have to do this. He doesn't want change, right? Or this person doesn't want change right now.
You know what? He's not the one doing the work.
That's it.
You know, and you give him a choice. He either comes with you, or he stays by himself. His choice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You've got to do this for yourself and for the relationship.
Well, in the long time, long run.
Well, the one thing I was wondering, my second job, which I love my second job, but the person I'm working with, who is my best friend in the world, is stressing me out to the max, and I'm really thinking about quitting because I can't take it much longer with her attitude. And it's my part-time job.
Yeah.
Does it sound like something I should be thinking about really highly about, like stopping?
Yep, I got Ace of Swords, which is the guy takes out his sword and cuts away and has new growth at the top.
Yes.
And Four of Swords is next to it. Put it to rest.
And you know what? You're experiencing this issue to force you to make that move, darling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is something that has come up in order to force you to make a move so that you can take better care of yourself. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Okay. If you don't take care of yourself, then the world, the universe, God, whoever will take care of you, including forcing you to do actions that you're reluctant to do yourself. That's what I call the proverbial 2x4 whacked over your head repeatedly until you get it.
And you know what? This doesn't have to kill the friendship. You just need to present it to this person and let them know that this isn't working right now. It isn't the best situation for you in your life. And you just move forward. You don't want it to hurt the relationship, you know?
And I think that person will understand.
Because we've been friends for 36 years.
And they will understand.
And they will.
For her, and I've worked for her for 5 years, and it's now just getting to be stressful.
Well, it's time. It's helped out when you needed it most. Now it's okay to allow the friendship to be the friendship.
Oh, that would be
wonderful.
And I
think you will find out that she will be gracious about it.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yeah, I would love that.
Okay, it'll work out for you, babe.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate this because this is something that's been just going on and on in my head for like months, and I just didn't know where to turn because my friend is a psychic and I work at a shop that does readings, and I can't go to her.
Well, darling, you're certainly welcome to call in. We're more than happy to help you.
Okay, well, thank you so much. You have a wonderful, blessed day.
Yeah,
thank
keep
you,
up the light.
All right, and good luck to you too, darling. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Well, we have come pretty much to the end of our road.
Yes, thank you so much for an opportunity to be on with you again. It's always a joy to me.
It's a service. Serve other people. And we always do so well. I mean, it's amazing how we both come up with very, very similar stuff. You, I didn't do the cards today, by the way. I just pretty much stayed away from the cards, except what I did for you. So, because I felt like I could do better today. I'm more on spot on today, and it just felt better. And I am so glad, my dear, we will be touching, and I'm sure you'll let me know about dear Miss Annette. And I want to thank all of you for calling in and for listening. I am so pleased and joyous to find that I am able to have wonderful guests come on and participate, and that you all enjoy them, and that we can serve each other. Because when you do listen, you don't realize it, but you do serve us as well, and you give us an opportunity to have joy in our lives in providing this service. It's pretty neat, quite frankly, what we have. And again, I thank you all, and from myself and Maureen, Miguel, we wish you a wonderful, blessed week. If you need us, call us.